to step up. Time to be loud and proud on a Friday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I am Steve Gruber. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, vegans and vegetarians like to wag their fingers at everyone else and talk about their healthy lifestyles and saving the planet, of course, neither of which seem particularly true most times. In fact, a new study says they are at a higher risk of stroke than me. Think about that. Number two, the Feds could be ready to trim another quarter point from interest rates in an attempt to keep the economy rolling. It may happen soon. Meanwhile, a deal with China would really start a rally. And number one, is the Trump administration thinking about using a so-called social credit score to determine whether or not you or I are dangerous and whether or not you and I should be able to, say, have a gun? Well, apparently it's true. Apparently it's all true. The Trump administration considering using Amazon, Echo, Apple Watches, all of it, to decide whether or not we display characteristics that would make us, well, dangerous. And what constitutes dangerous behavior on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or on your device or talking to Alexa? Alexa, I'm sick of you. I'm sorry, Mr. Gruber, but you clearly are not mentally okay. Please refrain from using firearms. Seriously, this is part of a project called HARPA, the Health Advanced Research Projects Agency. The Health Advanced Research Projects Agency, HARPA, which would be located inside Health and Human Services, according to reports, including one in the Washington Post, citing sources inside of the administration. Now, the new agency would have a separate budget, and the president would be responsible for appointing its director. Would they be looking for radicalized people on the internet, people that display comments and fit a certain pattern of behavior that would then bar them from certain activities, maybe prevent them from having government jobs or, like I say, buying a gun? HARPA would take after the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, known as DARPA. You'd have DARPA and HARPA, like twins. They'd be twinning, which serves as the research arm for the Pentagon, if you were not aware of that. The idea was first put together in 2017, by the way, but it's gotten a lot of renewed push since the shootings in Dayton, El Paso, Midland, and Odessa, and some of these other places. The Suzanne Wright Foundation approached the president recently and proposed the agency include a project called Stopping Aberrant Fatal Events. SAFE. You got it. SAFE. Stopping Aberrant Fatal Events by Helping Overcome Mental Illness, which is Safe Home. You know, I wonder how long these people sit around. I'm going to come. We need a really cool idea. Safe Home. And it'll mean stopping aberrant fatal events by helping overcome mental extremes. The mental extreme might be having to come up with such a silly name. Safe Home. Citing people familiar with the matter. President Donald Trump has a close relationship with Bob Wright, by the way, who founded the foundation after his wife died of cancer. Wright was a former chair of NBC. Occupied that position while the president hosted The Apprentice, so they have a close relationship. HARPA would develop breakthrough technologies with high specificity and sensitivity for early diagnosis of neuropsychiatric violence. According to a copy of the proposal, a multi-modality solution along with real-time data analytics is needed to achieve such an accurate diagnosis. Now, how are you going to get all of that? How are you going to get all of that from my cell phone? Does the program understand sarcasm and humor? I mean, you look around, nobody has a sense of humor anymore. I do. A lot of people, some people, but really, humor has been taken out of the mainstream. And so when you talk about sarcasm and so forth, man, I say some things completely sarcastic. People just look at you. What's wrong with that guy? Is he all right? What's wrong with that guy? Trust me, I'm fine. But the HARPA computers might not realize that I'm just fine, and I might not be creating a safe home. Now, the document lists several technologies that could be employed to help collect information. Here's a list of some of the technologies that could be used to help gather information about you or people you care about. Apple Watches, the Amazon Echo, Google Home, your smartphone, your social media accounts, all of these things. Pushed into a grinder. And then out comes a little, here's you, here's you, here's you. And then they decide whether you are allowed to do this or this or that. You can do this and this, but you can't do that. and you can't have a gun. It says so. You said crazy things on Facebook. It was sarcasm. We don't know what that is. We don't know what sarcasm is. So therefore, Mr. Gruber, you're a danger to yourself and society. Well, not really, but that's the kind of thing that we're going toward. And that's where I get concerned about red flag laws. All kidding aside, which is hard for me at the moment, but all kidding aside, this is why red flag laws are dangerous. Who gets to decide? Who creates this algorithm to decide whether or not I am safe to carry a firearm? Who gets to decide whether this is okay and that's out of bounds? Who sits behind the curtain? Is it a 20-something that knows nothing of my life and the experiences that I've had? Who knows almost nothing about just about everything? Because that's the way many of these millennials are coming out of college. They know so much about so little, or so little about so much, I think is a more accurate way to put it. They know so little about so many things, but they think they know everything about everything. They're never lacking in confidence. They all think that they know everything, when really, they know very little. And they would be the ones deciding whether you or I are allowed to have a gun, or drive a car, or go on vacation. Because it doesn't end with gun control. It ends with controlling you. Come on. Why would the government be exploring something like this if it wasn't about controlling you and having information on you? And it's out there. The giant corporations, the social media companies have tremendous amounts of information. So does the government. And some days you can't tell the difference between the two. They blur the lines. When the FBI needs to look at somebody's phone and they go ahead and look at everything and all their social media contacts, whenever there's one of these grotesque mass killings, of course, social media is one of the first stops. Well, in the effort to prevent that from happening, social media will be a stop prior to a shooting now. And in their effort to predict who might be dangerous, a whole lot of people that are not will get swept up in that. Trust me, that's a fact. A whole lot of people that are not dangerous will get swept up in the possibility that they could be, they might be, they just might do something bad someday. That will be the mindset. And you can be caught up in it too, especially if you're sarcastic like I am. And you say flippant things for sport and for fun, and you poke fun at people. Oh, look, he said something insensitive here. I wonder if he's misogynist or racist or what his other problems are. I wonder if he kicks his dog when he's at home. No, I don't, by the way, kick my dog. When did you stop beating your wife? Well, you know, it took a while. The point being is that you'll have these people putting together these formulas. You'll have these people putting together these formulas. People behind the curtain, people you will never meet, never know, never have a connection with, and they will decide whether you are okay to do any of those things, whether you are okay. Or maybe the red flag law should extend to pulling people in, putting them in a cell for a while. Maybe we should just hold him for about 10 or 14 days just to make sure he's safe. It's a very slippery slope, my friends, a dangerous place to be without question. This, however, is a safe place to be if you like robust conversation. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business Moving Michigan forward.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the American Council on Education.